What an evening, Ricky. Did you enjoy that one, mate? We did.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. It was a really good performance. And I think we got what we deserved. I thought we were the better team on the night, right the way from the start to the very end. You know, it did become a little bit open in the last 10 minutes. And, you know, they got a little bit of joy in behind. But besides that, I don't think they really threatened our goal. You know, it was a defensive error that led to their goal, which was a bit of a sucker punch. And, you know, again, we created a lot of chances. And it was just about trying to make sure that we took them and give ourselves a chance of winning the game. And even being down at half-time, we said to the players, you know, just stick to what you're doing. You know, you've just got to concentrate on making their goalkeeper work. Too many of our efforts just don't hit the target. You know, that's been our problem in the first three games. But just really, really pleased for the lads because I think their performance deserved the 3 points and, you know, just happy that
well
they got over the line.
Yeah. Joe Carden made a big difference when he came on the right.
Yeah, he's got raw pace, isn't he? And Dorks is going to be away, so Joe will get an opportunity to start in the coming weeks or week or so. But yeah, he's a real threat. He's a good lad. He works exceptionally hard, and he's not only very good going forwards, but he understands the defensive role and does that very well as well. And he's a useful player to have, certainly when the game is becoming stretched, and you can put him on. And you know, he was a constant threat, wasn't he? So no, really pleased for the young lad. But I think everybody deserves their credit. Ben Seymour had another great game. Andrew Phillips, I thought, was exceptional again. Our three midfielders in Sinks and Maka and Higo complemented each other. One's got quality, you know. Maka just picks up every loose ball. He's outstanding. And Sinks, I thought, got off the front really well. So you know, they done their jobs. And Dorks was again outstanding, the way he links the play and the way he can carry possession and relieves pressure when you're defending. And then the back four do what they do pretty much every single week. You know, Liam McDevitt and Chaff were absolute rocks, and Harry O'Malley and Jordan Jarrell were outstanding. So and you know, Ollie didn't have really too much to do, and you know, the save in the first half he did well. So, and his kicking's absolutely on point. So it was a real good team effort. The subs played their part as well. Good to have Charlie Diaf back after injury. You know, he come in and saw the game out for us. It was a, you know, real good effort, and I'm just really pleased for the lads that they got what they deserved on the night.
Another good all round performance, mate. So what we've seen so far, step three, not too much to worry about.
I think we've got a good team. You know, we signed well in the summer. I was confident in the players that we signed. We believed that we could surprise a few. And I think 7 points is a good return from four games. I'm a little bit, not disappointed, but I think we probably should have had 9 because our performances have deserved that. You know, the first game of the season, I think we should have won on how we played. But, you know, we'll take 7 points from four games, and we'll look forward to Slough now, which will be a real tough game at the weekend.
That will indeed. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Nigel.
Well done, mate.